You're listening to the Play Therapy Podcast with Dr. Brenna Hicks, your source for centered and focused play therapy coaching.
Hi, I'm Dr. Brenna Hicks, and this is the Play Therapy Podcast, where you get a master class in child-centered play therapy and practical support and application for your work with children and their families. In today's episode, I am answering Kate from South Australia's question. So Kate, thank you for reaching out. And her question is about children bringing toys into the playroom. And I think we have all faced that. We've all been asked if the child can bring something back. And so I thought this was a really helpful thing to address in an episode. So let me actually read her question and then I'll share my thoughts. So she says, "Hi, Brenna. I'm wondering what your thoughts are on children bringing in their own soft toys into sessions. I have a new client who has been bringing in his favorite toy and including it in his play. This has occurred for his last two sessions. We're only three sessions into our therapeutic journey. Any insight would be greatly appreciated." So yes, there will often be clients that will bring something with them and you'll walk into the lobby and you will see them holding something. And so of course that begs the discussion. I wonder if that is staying out here. Or I wonder if that's coming into the playroom with us. Now, before I actually answer your question, Kate, I want to put a little disclaimer out there. There are some parents that are completely oblivious to the fact that that might not be therapeutically valuable. So there are some parents that have no concern whatsoever if their child says, "I'm going to bring such and such back into the playroom today." Then you will have other parents that will say, "Well, hold on. Did you ask Miss Brenna if that's okay? Are they allowed to bring that back? I told them that they were going to have to ask permission and I wasn't sure." And it becomes this whole thing in the lobby with the parent where they're like being overly cautious and considerate of if that should be appropriate or not. So you're going to have both sides of the spectrum there. But in either scenario, I never have an issue with a child bringing a toy into the playroom as long as I assess before it comes back that it has no electronics and it is not technologic in nature at all. So it can't have a screen, it can't need to be charged, it can't have a plug. But if it is just a basic toy of any kind, so it can be a baby doll, a stuffed animal, a dinosaur, a board game that we could actually play, anything that they want to bring is fine in my practice, as long as it is not electronic in nature. And so when kids have something with them and I say, "I wonder if that's coming back with us or if it's staying out here," they will make their decision one way or the other. Sometimes they want to bring it back. And then typically they confirm that it's okay on the way back to the playroom. And my response is always, the playroom is a screen-free zone. So as long as it doesn't have a screen, you can choose to bring anything back that you would like. So I've had kids bring tennis rackets. I've had kids bring games, magic eight balls. Oh gosh, juggling balls, stuffed animals, minnows they caught in the pond behind my office. You really never know. So this is one of those, are you really child-centered or not? Because I personally thought bringing a tennis racket into my playroom was going to be a disaster when the child suggested that we should bring a tennis racket back there. But if you trust the process and you trust the child-led, child-directed model, you get to a point where you realize that the child wants to bring that back for a reason. And it really doesn't matter the reason. Is it to resist getting into their work? Still therapeutically valuable. Is it to feel a little bit more comfortable because they don't really have a rapport with you yet, but if they bring a stuffed animal in that they love, it makes them feel a little bit more comfortable. Is it that they need support? It's kind of like having a friend that they bring in with them. And they can snuggle with it and it can be soothing for them in some way. It kind of becomes their ally in the playroom. Is it that they want you to have an outside connection to their life outside of the playroom with you? Often when a child chooses to bring something into the playroom with you to show you, to let you play with it so that you can see it because they want it at school or because it's special to them in some way, that's relationship. That's connection. That's, I want you to know what happens when I'm not in this hour-long play session with you. My whole life exists out there. I'm bringing some of that into you. So there's so many reasons that a child may want to bring something in. And it's about being aware of the why, right? We talk about that a lot. What is said and what is done is far less important than the why behind it. And it's trusting that the child knows what they need. So if they need to bring something back and they ask permission, as long as it doesn't have a screen, it's fine with me. I have no expectation of what goes on. Because look, all of the toys in the playroom are selected, right? We talked about that in early episodes. Setting up your playroom, the toys are selected, not collected. So we have intention behind every toy that's in there. Well, so does a child asking permission to bring a toy into the room. There's intention there as well. And we don't specifically always know what that is. Is it to snuggle? Is it to feel comfort? Is it to connect with you? Is it to show you something that they're proud of? Is it a competence issue? Is, you know, there's all kinds of options. But the goal is that if you're following the child-centered model, there's unconditional love and acceptance, and you trust that the child knows what they need. So if they want to bring something back in my playroom and in our center, the answer is always yes, as long as it's not a device. So no phones, no tablets, no computers, no iPods, no AirBuds, no whatever. If you have to charge it, it's off limits. And the easiest way that we state that is the playroom is a screen-free zone. And I've actually had kids tell me, I really wish that you had a TV in here. I really think you should have an Xbox in here. Why does this have to be a screen-free zone? I mean, do you know how many kids play video games? And I don't understand. So you're going to get kids that want to bring a video game into the playroom, but that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about an actual toy used therapeutically for therapeutic purposes, whatever that may look like. And I just want to share a little bit more information from Kate, because when I asked permission to use this question on air, she said, yes, it's fine to use my question. I really enjoy the sessions with this client when he brings in his toy, as I see him come alive and it supports him so much with his therapeutic journey. So, Kate, I kind of think you answered your own question long before I gave you the podcast episode. But look, when Kate says, I see him come alive and it supports him so much with his therapeutic journey, that's what the child needs. That's what the child knows that he needs. So therefore, the answer should always be yes, because if the child wants to bring something back, there's intention there. There's purpose there. I have a little boy that brings a little small, like fit in the palm of your hand, plastic dinosaur back with him almost every week. And it's a different dinosaur every week. So it's not like his, I'm air quoting, lovey. I don't know, for those of you internationals, I don't know if you have that word, but in the States, like our lovey is like the little one token thing that like a kid just bonds to and like wants to go everywhere with. So it can be a blanket or a stuffed animal or whatever. So sometimes that's called like a lovey here. So this dinosaur, it's not the same one. He just brings a small dinosaur and he works it into his storyline every single week. I have hundreds of dinosaurs in my playroom. So it's not for lack of a dinosaur. It's because there's something special about bringing his own. And he's responsible for it. He remembers to grab it before he leaves. He takes special care of it and makes sure that it's kept safe when it's in there. There's so much that's going on when a child has ownership over their own toy. And so, Kate, when you say, I really enjoy the sessions when he brings it in, he comes alive and it supports him in his therapeutic journey. That's the goal, right? We want to be supportive in the child's therapeutic journey, and we want them to come alive in the playroom and be able to do whatever they need to do. And if that means they bring a stuffed animal in or some game or some whatever, so be it, because it makes it very clear that the child is directing their own healing journey. And remember, if given the time, the tools, and the opportunity, kids know what they need to work on, and they will get themselves out of a maladaptive state or a dysfunctional state. So sometimes that means you bring something from home. And again, there's lots of reasons why the child may bring it. It may not be because they need it therapeutically. Sometimes it's, I really want you to see my favorite Squishmallow, right? I have a girl right now, she packs a backpack full of like 15, 20 Squishmallows That's like this square shaped stuffed animal thing. I can't even describe it. I don't know. I was not in the squishmallow generation. Okay. But she brings all of these squishmallows and she tells me their names and she tells me what their special thing is. And she tells me which ones are her favorite. And it's just relational. It's just connection. But for other kids, it's therapeutic. It's valuable no matter what is the moral of the story. So, Kate, I hope that you find that helpful. I hope that answers your question. I hope that that helps all of us respond appropriately when a child requests to bring a special toy into the playroom with us. So I'm so grateful for each and every one of you. If you are interested in training with me, I really desperately need one of you or someone you know or someone you don't know and you're going to just somehow market for me. I don't know, but I need one therapist to come to Tampa to work with me at the center. So will you please put that out into the world for me? If it's you, if it's someone you know, if it's a loved one, if it's a friend, I don't know who it is, but someone out there can move to Florida and can work with me at the center. And I desperately need a therapist. So would you please go to Play Therapy now and watch the videos and fill out the form and take a peek at what I have to offer in the way of working with me at the center. I also have a remote training program, but please pretend I didn't say that because I really need one of you to come to Tampa. So, all right, y'all. Thank you so much for your time each week. It's good to be with you. Thank you for all the emails. Please keep them coming. Brenna@thekidcounselor.com. We'll talk again soon. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Play Therapy Podcast with Dr. Brenna Hicks. For more episodes and resources, please go to www.playtherapypodcast.com.